This is the Detroit Evening Report for Thursday, May 5th, 2022. I'm Nargis Rahman from WDET News. A Detroit developer is building a new apartment complex on the city's east side for people with low income. Nova Development Group says residents won't pay more than 30% of their monthly income toward rent, thanks to vouchers from the Detroit Housing Commission. Nova hopes to finish the 14-unit project next year. The $5.4 million development includes $1.8 million in federal home funds, $179,000 in community development block grant money, and funds from the Detroit Housing and Revitalization Department. The Detroit City Council wants to use $16 million for Department of Transportation initiatives. That's according to a report by Bridge Detroit. The proposed funds are part of the $826 million from the American Rescue Plan Act for Detroit. $10 million would support a low-income bus fare program for Detroiters. $6 million would go toward a retention bonus for DDOT bus drivers who qualified as essential workers during the pandemic. DDOT has held public input sessions for community feedback. Activists say they have been pushing for initiatives such as the low-income bus fare program for many years. The City of Detroit is asking roofing and construction contractors to make bids as part of its $30 million Renew Detroit program. The program uses federal American Rescue Plan Act funds to put new roofs on the homes of 1,000 low-income senior citizens. The deadline to submit proposals is May 23rd. Detroit Public Schools Superintendent Nikolai Vitti had planned to lift a mask mandate in the school district after spring break, but he has delayed making a decision due to strong opposition from members of the teachers' union. Chalkbeat Detroit reports the Detroit Federation of Teachers is not supportive of voluntary masking. Lifting the mask mandate may be against the safety protocols agreement created last year, which is set to expire June 30th. Democratic Senator Gary Peters wrote a letter to the White House Office of Management and Budgets, asking it to include the Middle Eastern North African or MENA category for federal data collection. As of now, the federal government counts those who fall under the MENA category as white. The Yemeni American News reports many of Senator Peters' constituents are from this category. Previously, the Office of Management and Budget gathered public comments in support of having a MENA category. Having this distinction would allow inclusion of accurate data in the census and for conducting more accurate research in healthcare, law, and civil rights enforcement. Huntington Bank has partnered with the Audub American News to give $75,000 in scholarships to 20 high school students from Dearborn and Dearborn Heights. The recipients of the Future Leaders in Progress, or FLIP, scholarship program will be announced in June. Students will receive between $1,000 and $15,000 each. The Audub American News says the goal of the scholarships is to encourage area youth to aim for higher education. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Nargis Rahman, WDET News.